Blog Talk Radio.
I am ready for love. Why are you hiding from me? I'd quickly give my freedom to be held in your captivity.
Delicious Talk, this segment, Bringing Sexy Back. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. Hope everybody's having a beautiful evening. Certainly was a beautiful day today. Most definitely was. Any day is a beautiful day when you wake up in it. That's how I look at it. So if you didn't wake up, you know, may your soul rest in peace. You know, that's the way it goes. I really don't have too much to say before we bring on our interesting guest this evening, but, you know, like I said, hope everybody's doing okay and, you know, you stick and stay, because this is going to be a very interesting and hot show this evening, because we have, backed by popular demand, Steve the Dean Williams, who's a relationship and sex expert. He's an expert in relationships of all stages, from the single life to the married life and all points in between. Steve teaches men and women how to unplug themselves from the dating matrix of TV, radio, and magazines. Instead, Steve's upfront, no-nonsense, blunt dating advice goes against everything people have been taught. This isn't chicken soup for the soul. Instead, Steve believes that in order to get your dating life right with the opposite sex, you first have to get yourself right. And did I mention that was India Irie, I'm Ready for Love? Tonight, some of you may be ready for love, because, you know, this is around the time when people are getting their marriage on and, you know, taking trips and, you know, just doing all kind of romantic things. But tonight we're going to dive into the whole aspects of relationships. And, oh, we're also going to talk about the incident with Jay-Z, Salon, and Miss Beyonce. And I'm hearing so many different things about that incident, because my daughter was telling me something about it today, that Jay-Z was flirting with some young lady at that event that they were at, and Salon just spoke up. I'm going to bring in my two co-hosts, and we're going to get this show on the road. Good evening, Rhea. Good evening, Jadino.
Yep.
Good evening.
How you doing?
I am fantastic. Can't wait to get this show on the road, because, like I said, we have Steve the Dean back by popular demand, and we're going to get it popping up in here. So I'm going to bring him on, and we're going to get this show on the road.
Alrighty.
Good evening, Steve. How are you, darling?
I'm fine. How are you? And thanks for having me on.
You know, this is your second home.
I appreciate it.
Yes, this is your second home, darling. Yeah,
home.
So we're gonna get right into. Do you want to save the Beyonce and that mess till later, or you want to get into that first, and then we'll just continue from there?
Well, we can get into that right now, because there's so many elements that I don't think people are seeing, or women are seeing, with this whole thing. Now, and there's so many things that's wrong with this. Is from the guy's point of view, it's a lot of bad things, but it's more bad on the woman's point of view, on the woman's side, especially with Beyonce.
Right.
Well, the thing is, and, you know, one thing about Beyonce, she always discusses and talks about in her music, you know, or her new songs, I love my man, I ride with my man, I die with my, you know, she's saying all those things, but her behavior is like the opposite direction, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, you know, she's a brand, and she needs to maintain the brand. But this goes to show you that this is a marriage of convenience and not really love. Because when you love somebody, and like I said, I have kids and I am married, when you love somebody, the brand doesn't matter. It is basically, whoever messes with my man, I'm going to defend him. I'm either going to stop my sister from doing it, or I'm going to have to put her down myself. And she didn't do that the whole time. She was just standing there. And what was even worse is when they got out the elevator, she started acting like nothing ever went wrong. And you have to have your man's back, not just walk beside your man, but have his back as well.
Right. But when I had saw the video, I didn't even know she was in the elevator, because it just seemed like Solange was attacking, you know, and when I did see her, I said, wow, I didn't know she was in the elevator. And she had, at one point, she had stood in front of him, and then she moved over.
Yes.
But from what my daughter had told me today was, the whole discrepancy was over the fact that Jay-Z was flirting with this young lady, and it went overboard. And that's why Salon had stepped up, because Beyonce wasn't saying anything. Now, I don't know their personal life, how passive she is or anything like that. And, you know, like you said, it's a marriage of convenience. But,
yes.
You know, why wouldn't she, you know, protect her man, you know, or say to her sister, you know, don't, this is not right. Do something. But I just didn't see her doing anything. So it made me think that maybe it was something that he did that was offensive to her and she wasn't able to, you know, say anything, or maybe she doesn't say anything to him when he does these, because I'm quite sure that's not the first time that something like that has happened personally between the two of them, him being flirtatious. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because that's what men do when they're out there on the road. They're, you know, picking up groupies and whatever.
Mm,
but,
yeah.
You know, for Salon to do what she did. Now, if I was in that situation, first of all, I would have said something to my husband. You know, this is not going to happen. Because it was also stated that he wanted to go to some after party or something without Beyonce. And I would have told him, when we came to this affair together, we're going to leave together, or we're just going to hang out tonight together, because you're not going anywhere without me. You know, so basically nobody really knows exactly what happened but the three of them and that bodyguard.
Yeah, I don't mind him going to the after party because if a man is going to cheat, he's going to cheat anyway. I mean, you don't have to have him next to your side. But the problem I would have with Beyonce, and I guess to tie this in with women, is that you have to have a no-tolerance attitude when it comes to your man. And that is saying that, you know what, I want a drama-free relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I you know, if you do anything to disrespect me, then we might have to rethink what we have, because this is bad behavior, but this is the norm. People accept disrespect, and I just don't understand why.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that was really, you know, it was, and then all the little jokes they made behind it was really crazy, you know. And then I understand, I think a week later or something like that, they were at a game, you know, as if nothing happened. And I think they have to do that to save face, you know, for their fans, for the public, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, it's a shame that they can't really be like people, you know, and, you know, because if I was in that situation, like when they came out the elevator, you know, it was just like nothing ever happened. You know, they were all going to get in the car, and then they separated. Jay-Z, you know, told him to get in another car because he was, you know, going to get in the car with the other two. But I wouldn't have let my sister that was disrespect.
Right.
Not only did she disrespect me, she also disrespect my husband.
Yes.
And been and disrespecting herself with no regards. You know, that would have never happened, because I would have told my sister when anything had went down, let me handle this. That's my husband. I understand you're my sister, but this is not the time and the place for you to do anything that you want to do to my husband. It's
simple as that.
So it make me feel that either Beyonce is weak or she doesn't care. You know, what is the problem there?
She doesn't care. And then when they got into the car and Jay-Z went into the other car, Beyonce should have got out of the car and went with her man. That showed me right there. This was, to me, I really believe, and this is just my opinion, I believe I see Jada and Will Smith, and they're a power couple, so I want to be a power couple, so I need a power man that has money. So this is a marriage of convenience. You can tell they even did the picnic thing together for a PR spin. You can tell that it's not really love, because when you love and respect your man, you won't let not only would you not let anyone touch him, but it should have been like, you know what, whatever her name is, I don't even want to pronounce her name, whatever her name, Solange, Shalene, whatever her name is.
Yeah, Solange.
She would have been out of the family. That's it. You when you put your hands on my man, we are no longer family. Because when you disrespect my man, you disrespect me. But on the man side, I don't have any respect for Jay-Z, because this is a man who took his wife's last name. It's like Mr. Knowles. It's Carter hyphen no. So you already know what is. So it's so many different elements, but it's to be expected when you're a power couple, and it's not one of respect or anything.
Well, let me ask you this while we're on this subject. People were saying that Jay-Z should have slapped her. He should have did this, and then they said he was a man for not. But I understand that Jay-Z did put his hands on one of his fans, a woman. So I'm thinking that maybe if it was just him and Solange in that elevator, when they opened them doors, Solange would have been halfway dead, if not dead. You see what I'm saying?
Well,
and I'm not condoning anybody, because I really don't – no one should put their hands on anybody. Saying that you're being provoked to do it, this and that, walk away or run away or whatever, you know. And I know that sometimes a person can really, really, really push your last. And when I say your last button, until you just go off. But, you know, it's so crazy how these women are bucking up to these men.
Well, it is twofold. Now, Whoopi Goldberg said something that I believe what she says. I don't believe a man should hit a woman. Excuse me.
Right.
I don't believe a man should hit a woman at all. But I do believe a man has a right to defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
Now he could not do that because, again, it's his brand. He would have laid her out. He would have lost sponsorships and all the other
right.
stuff. But
right.
But see, this is where I got to get on him for not being respected as a man, because let's take Jay-Z out for a second, and let's put Suge Knight in that spot.
Oh my goodness!
Do you think she's gonna go in that elevator and put her hands
no.
on Suge Knight? Do
no
you think
way.
She's gonna throw her purse at Suge Knight?
No way.
Do you think she's gonna kick Suge Knight?
No way.
Throw her phone or spit? No, she's not gonna do it. You know why? Because she knows who Suge Knight is. She knows what would happen if she crossed that line. And not only did she respects him as a man, but she respects his last name. And see, that's the difference, because I don't think they respect Jay-Z as that man. Because, again, what's the difference between Suge Knight and Jay-Z? They're both supposedly men. It's just
mm-hmm.
that you know with one – you know what will happen if you get out of line and try to hit or harm him, where the other one, you don't really know, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, well, that's just so unfortunate how things went down that night, you know, and then for it to be so publicly displayed, you know, it's sometimes I guess they wish they weren't really celebrities, you know, because that's like, I mean, it'll be talked about, it'll be forgotten eventually, but, you know, just them living through that, you know, seeing all the jokes being made, and Saturday Night did a party on it, you know, and it's just, and Wendy Williams is talking, and, you know, everybody is talking about it, you know, but they're still,
yeah.
you know, like as if nothing happened. They said Solange had apologized, they apologized to each other, you know, but,
yeah.
Yeah, that's
I see a lot of stuff with that. First of all, the stuff Jay-Z into, he knew that camera was in me. He ain't stupid. Then
mm-hmm.
this is looking at it from that view, they knew they was in an elevator. So she figured she could let loose. But that tell me this ain't the first time this happened. That was telling me this is an ongoing thing with them. Every time he do something, she feel like B ain't doing what she supposed to do, so she going to step to him, and it's his fault for not putting her in her place when it first happened. So now he's looking at her like it's funny, but it ain't funny. So that's how I see a whole lot of different elements, but he knew them cameras was in there. If you notice, he glanced up a couple of times. And then the guard came over there, and then the girl was going extra. Then they tried to straighten up like, okay. I know I ain't do nothing, so when I come out, I'm straight. That's why he went to the car, because he figuring it's all good, but they put the video out.
There's something bigger.
Stupid.
Yeah, but there's something bigger that we're missing here. There's something bigger than all of this, and I guess it's a hypocrisy, because Ray Rice knocked out his woman and dragged her out the elevator. Where is the DA filing charges on her for assault? That's
right.
the question, because – That's a clear, concise. See, the thing that could happen is file charges for assault, and then let men know that you can call the police when someone puts their hands on you and not get arrested. You know,
right.
So mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm waiting for that to drop, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, no.
Wow. Well, I thought I had heard somewhere where they was going to. The state or something was going to file charges against her because Jay-Z wasn't going to press charges against her, you know. And then that's something else. Maybe if, you know, because I don't condone fighting or anything like that, because I think that people should, either, if you can't talk it out, walk it out, get out. You know, it should never be a reason for anyone to, you know, put their hands on anybody. But, you know, maybe if they make a sample out of these women who are beating these men up, you know, and when I say men, a man will not hit a woman back, but there are males out here who will knock a woman out.
Oh, yeah.
And they may run up against one of those males, you know, jumping all in their face, down their throat, and they get knocked out, and then they, you know, they become angry and upset and can't understand, well, he hit me. You stood up here and slapped this man, spit on him, called him all kind of names, and he just, quote-unquote, defended himself, knocked you out, and he's wrong. I mean, it was wrong for both of y'all to even get in a situation like that.
Right.
You know.
I just think,
and,
I think you, anyway.
Go on, I'm finished.
No, I just think that when I'm not going to be around a woman, going to be around me and know you got a limit on how much you're going to say. And I ain't got to put my hands on it. But mm-hmm. I'm saying, I'm like training. I'm saying, you with me, you saying this and that, I'm nipping everything I don't like up front. A lot of guys don't do that. They take crap. And then, of course, if a woman's got away with it, she's going to keep doing it. Next thing you know, she's doing it in front of people. Then you get mad and say, mm-hmm. oh, you carrying me, or oh, you disrespecting me. But it's your fault because you didn't nip it when it first happened. Once you come out of pocket with me, I say, hey, hold up. I don't play that. You ain't going to be talking to me like that. If you're going to keep talking to me like that, we ain't got nothing else to talk about, and I'm going to walk away from you. Because I'm not going to put my – I've seen what I do to grown men twice my size, so you're not no match for me. So, therefore, we can't have this verbal, because that's what verbal punches sometimes worse than, you know, you actually put your hands on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to verbally disrespect me or physically disrespect me. I put myself in the front.
Right, that's what Dean has spoken of before. He said, if you don't get it straight from the beginning, you know, that's when it can keep going on. Like you said, nip it in the bud and get it over with. Because at first, any time, and when these women be beating on these men, it's not the first time. I see women on those shows, and they'll get up and slap their boyfriends, and they step back. That's not the – she didn't just slap him that day. This is the only thing. But by him letting her continuously do that, then it becomes abuse, and she knows she can do it and get away with it, and that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. That's, you know, it's really, it really was a sad situation, but, you know, I guess they'll get it together. They will get it together.
Dean, what is it that you are trying to teach or educate women when it comes to things like this? Finding the right man, making sure that, you know, there are limitations with things like this. You know, you have restrictions where there's nobody putting their hand on each other, or knowing when to walk away when there is a man that may hit you or something. What will be your focus?
Well, I really believe treating people the way you want to be treated. Basically, I don't condone women hitting men and men hitting women. Matter of fact, like the man that was on that was your co-host said.
Mm-hmm.
Look. The bottom line is this: you're not the only woman in the world. You're not the last woman on earth, number one.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have to, quote unquote, put up with. That's the key thing. I don't have to put up with this. I firmly believe, and I would tell any woman this, that if you want to put your hands on someone or disrespect that guy, expect something bad to maybe happen. I hope it doesn't happen, but all men are not created equal.
Right.
Some men uh-huh. will give you a blowback that you're not expecting. And it baffles my mind how a woman will want to hit, punch, or disrespect someone she's trying to call her husband. I mean,
or instigate it, because I've seen videos on YouTube. It was one woman, and she was drunk. She was in a liquor store or something. And she just was in his face, and she kept saying, "Hit me, hit me."
Mm-hmm.
And at first he shoved her. And then one time he shoved her really good. But then when he popped the one good, it was like, what do you expect? You all in his face, and he's trying to push you away to say, listen, don't do it, and you keep on. You know, even if these women hit these men and get away with it and the brothers are taking it, you can take for so much. And eventually, right. you aren't going to be so lucky as to hit him and think, I'm bad. Yeah, I'm beating his ass and keep it moving. It's not going to happen all the time like that. You just mm-hmm. lucking up right now. You know what I'm saying? I call it that horseshoe in your ass. Because you are lucky that he ain't going to have it. I'm just saying. But I mean, I think that it's good what Dean is doing. I really think that it's good for you to, you know, start this what you're getting ready to do, and to really say, listen, ladies, you know, it's a better way to live. It's a better way to live your life. It's a way to find the right man. You know what I'm saying? And you can find the right man, because some of these women think that it's just one way, you know, and some of the videos that we've seen or been subject to, it just kind of shows some of the tackiness that we do as women sometimes. So, but I think that just to teach them and educate and to show, and I know a lot of sisters be like, teach me, educate. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
what do you
yes,
mean?
Yes.
You ain't teaching me nothing. What is Oof. Your take on that? Because you do have some sisters that are stubborn enough to say, you can't teach me nothing. I already know what to do, mm-hmm. but you're still mm. single. You still sitting home. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What is your take on that?
It's very hard to talk to a wall. In order for me to help a woman, she has to humble herself and say to her, ask herself, okay, well, you know, who is this guy? Well, first off, you know, be skeptical of me and do your homework before you even listen to me. Who is this guy? Why would I listen to him? What was he? Well, I'm the guy that used to be a whore. I used to be a slut. I used to be the guy that used to run through women like a hot knife through butter. I would see you at 11 o'clock, and I would leave around 1. And then I would go to the next one and then keep it moving. That's what I used to be. I used to be that guy. And the reason I say that, because I always believe it takes a thief to catch a thief. And mm-hmm. you need to listen to a guy like me so you won't get played or you won't end up a page in his sexual history book. And that's what I'm trying to show you. I am, like Jade, I've been married for 14 years and some change, happily married. And mm-hmm. if a guy like me that used to just go through women, if a guy like me can settle down, be a husband, be a father, and be a loving husband to his wife, any man can do it, but it's a formula that a lot of women don't want to listen to. So you have to first do your homework, but you have to humble yourself and listen and see. What I'm not here to tell you to close your legs. You know, close your legs and clean yourself up and wear. That's been said so many times. I mean, it's even been said in Steve Harvey book. I mean, it's been said so many times. So it's not about you closing your legs. It's about what men think about you by through your behaviors. That's what it's about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Bringing Sexy Back, right here on Delicious Talk Radio. There is no religion or politics spoken here, only delicious adult conversation. Audience participation is encouraged, so log in and create an account to engage in conversation in our chat room. Feel free to call in with your questions and comments at 646-652-2877. That's 646-652-2877. And let's get this delicious talk conversation going.
Supremes, your heart belongs to me. All right, we're back with our special guest this evening, Steve the Dean Williams, and he's a sex and relationship expert. And we're talking about right now. We're talking about the Jay-Z and Beyonce incident that led up to men being provoked to hitting women, and you know. So we're going to really get into different things with Dean this evening. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-2877. Again, that number is 646-652-2877. And we do have a caller in the queue. I'm going to bring this caller in. Caller
773-536-2320. That's me. Good evening.
Hi, you have a question? Good evening, darling. You have a question or comment?
Not yet. I'll jump in.
Oh, okay. Well, then just hit the one when you have a question or comment, all right?
Hit the one. Will do.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right, he had his hand up. Okay. So, Steve.
Yes, yes.
Now, this is, like I had mentioned in the early part of the show, this is the time of year when a lot of women and men are hooking up, getting married, and things like that. What advice would you give a woman who wants to get married and how she should go about approaching her future husband, you know, to get him to commit to that certain step in the relationship?
Ooh. All right, so you want to talk about commitment.
Yes.
Wow, okay, now this is going to sting a lot of ladies, but I want you to follow me through this when I say this. Your value is based off of what he values you as. So your value is based on the man, basically. Mm-hmm. And let me explain this to the ladies, because I know I just wrinkled some ladies. Some ladies just probably got mad at, wait a second, okay, all right. All right, let me give you a for instance. Gail, what is your favorite toothpaste?
What is it? Aqua.
Okay, you're Aqua Fresh type woman. Well,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's other companies named Colgate and Crest, okay? Mm-hmm. They're mm-hmm. you know, they think that their product has value. Every mm-hmm. product out there, every company feels that their product is the best product on the market. But
right.
it's you, the customer, that gives the product value. So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying as a woman you're not supposed to have value. Yeah, sure, you're supposed to value yourself. But your value doesn't matter to a man, because he's going to place a value on you based off of what he determines your value as. So you could be that booty call, or you could be that one he wants to take to bed, or the one he wants to take to mom. Just like you, that when you pick, you go down the toothpaste aisle, and you're like, okay, there's Colgate, there's Sensodyne. You have all these different toothpaste. But there's a reason why you chose Aqua Fresh. There's a mm-hmm. reason why, because you felt that, you know what, amongst all the toothpastes out there, Aqua Fresh gave you the freshest breath and the whitest teeth. And that's why you grabbed it. Am mm-hmm. I wrong? Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. I love it because it foams up in your mouth and it tastes good. Yeah.
Yeah, well, absolutely, because they got the three layers and stuff. Anyway, but but what I'm trying to tell women, the way to get him to really consider you as wife material is you got to brand yourself in a way where you separate yourself from the pack. You don't want to go with the herd. You want to go against the herd, against the grain, and against what the media, TV, and movies are, like, I don't know, force-feeding these women to think what men really want.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, let's see what 2320 has to say now. He has his hand up again. Let me bring him in. Woo. 2320, are you ready?
Hey, oh, yeah, I'm definitely ready.
Okay.
Where do you come up with a concept like that?
Well, as a man that has slept with tons of women and gone through women like a hot knife through butter,
That's what you chose to do.
Well, it's not what I chose. That's what men do.
All men don't do that.
Well,
and I'm not saying that I'm an angel. I'm not saying that I'm a saint. See, the thing it is, we do things in life because society dictates that. You know, what you see on television, oh, man, I can go do that. Men does it, and so do women. And, you know, when two people want to get together in a relationship, the thing about it, what you need to do is sit down behind closed doors. Don't try to bring in what you've read in some book into what you're trying to, you know, start with one another. You don't bring into that relationship what you've not seen on television. You don't bring in talking about somebody's an expert talking about, well, this is what you need to do. Uh-uh. There's no such thing.
How long have you
been
married
that's
for?
See, that's how relationships get messed
up. Caller, how long have you been married for?
I was married for 12 years.
Oh, you was married for 12 years?
Yeah, I was married.
Oh, okay. Was. Past tense.
Been there, done that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And
well,
see,
like
you know, I was. It's like you said earlier. See, just like if you're in a relationship prior, and that relationship ends, see, you can learn things and take it to the next level whenever that next relationship starts. Like you said, you did what you did, then you got married. You've been happily married now for, what, 14 years now?
14 some change, yes.
Okay, you stopped doing what you were doing. But see, but when people do things out here, you choose to do things. This is what I want to do. If you choose to stop doing things, you stop doing them. There is no formula for you stopping. You just stop. Just period, point blank.
Okay, well, with all due respect, there is a formula, and it's an easy formula. This is not complicated.
Yeah, S-T-O-P, stop.
Well, it's not. Well, yeah, but we're talking about choosing a woman that's wife material to one that's booty call material.
Right. See, that's what I'm, you know, see, just like what's going on out here today, where society, with what we see on television, the music that we listen to, now, quote, you see these things out here, she's not wifey material.
Well, she's not,
in society, there are people out here who are not meant to be married, and then there are people who want to be married. But see, but you get all these books out here, you have a lot of women, no disrespect, ladies, who like to read these romance novels, read all these self-help books and everything, and then they try to bring that into a relationship to an individual who's not down with that.
Well, I have a simple model, and it has been working for years for men and women. If you like, you can go to my testimonial page and listen to all the lives I've changed. But with that being said, sir, the thing is that as a man, you're trying to get my last name. I'm not trying to get your last name. So as a woman, you're going to have to qualify to get my last name because I just don't hand it out like Halloween candy. So with that being said, you're going to have to – see, unlike most people, they want to mix in meeting the woman and going straight into all this other stuff that sabotages their relationship. What I teach people, is that there are different types of relationships from meeting and dating, and then there's the relationship phase, there's the living together phase, the engagement phase, and marriage phase. And in every phase – you have to have what I call a powwow of expectations. And if you do not line up or do not agree, then you either get rid of or fall back. But see, what most people do is they put up with. And that's why they have divorces and go through all that drama. Because as a – well, I say males because most men don't put up with anything. Most males will put up with. They will allow a woman to disrespect them. They will allow a woman to put their hands on them and treat them any old kind of way. Not
I don't know
a man.
I don't know what me and you've been around.
Well, apparently, when you're trying to challenge me on what I'm saying here about sleeping with women, you sound like a male to me because I don't know any man is not trying to sleep with a woman that's single. And if you ain't trying to sleep with a woman, then you might be at some type of tendencies that we don't need to discuss like Michael Sam here.
Well, see, I can tell you right now, ain't no fudge packing here, my brother.
Well, but for you, you're telling me that you don't like sleeping with women?
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that, yeah, of course.
Well, what are you talking about?
But the thing, you bringing that up, that's not the most important thing in the relationship.
There is no relationship when you first meet a woman. There is no relationship. What do you mean relationship?
You see, the thing about it, if you're trying to jump into a woman's underwear the very first time you meet her, something's wrong with you.
Okay, so let me guess.
Because when you're trying to develop something with someone, that's not the first thing you see.
Sir, so when you see a car, you just get in the car and drive. You don't lift under the hood and check it out before you drive.
Don't even try to make that reference with me.
Oh, I've got to make that reference.
Okay, because you cannot take a car and reference it towards a woman and talk about relationship. That's two totally different things.
Because I'm saying people.
See, thinking that's just like with me being a psych major. You know, what you learn in psych and out of those books and what these professors try to teach you, once you get into that world, you throw that book out the door because it does not apply.
So can I ask you a question?
See, when somebody tries to teach you in a book talking about relationships and things of this nature,
yeah.
can't nobody teach you how to be you and to conduct yourself going into a relationship with someone?
Well,
it's not going to work.
But if you suck, you're going to get what you deserve. But let me ask you a question. You say you've been married for 12 years. Why'd you get divorced?
Because what I'm talking about now, about people reading books and bringing things into a relationship that wasn't there from the start.
Ah, so you got rid of her for I guess, disrespecting you, right?
Of course. I'm not going to put up with
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, then there you have it. I have no problem. See, that's what I'm talking about, exactly what you're doing. The only difference is that I'm telling a woman from the start, from the get-go, from the jump, before I even sleep with her, I'm going to let her know if she brings any drama in my life, she's gone. That's it, period. I'm not the kind of guy to put up with, and I'm not going to treat you or disrespect you, but as soon as you do that to me, you're gone. Or I'll just sleep with you, and that's it. I'll put that on the table. You know, I don't care.
I understand everything you're saying. But see, my point is just this. Everyone is an individual, and you or no one else can come to me and try to tell me how to conduct myself in a relationship or going into a relationship when I first meet someone. It does not apply because, first off, I'm not you.
Well,
that's
you
how
have
you
to...
react and how you react to certain situations.
Yes. You know, I'm glad you said that because you know what? And that's the difference between you and I. See, a thing about success is that you have to learn how to shut the hell up and humble yourself and learn from those who have the thing that you want. And that's what I did when I was young. There was a guy out there that was doing all the things that I wanted, and guess what? Instead of challenging him or telling him that you can't teach me anything, those are people that are unteachable. What you do is you humble yourself and you listen and you learn. That's how you become successful, because you don't know it all. And if you think you know it all, then you have already automatically failed. So, again, I'm not here to teach you, but I can tell you this much, that if you and I were out on the street together trying to pick up chicks, you wouldn't even lay a candle to me because you sound like you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Gail?
I think he left. He hung
well,
up.
But ladies, this is what I'm talking. This is why ladies have a hard time with men. Right here. Mm-hmm. That right there, because when you think you know it all and you don't humble yourself and you think, well, everybody's different. Well, let me explain something to you. Everybody makes choices. Everybody mm-hmm. makes choices, and everybody determines, again, everything. And I'm not just talking about toothpaste, the clothes that you put on your body, the car that you are driving, the food that you put in your mouth. You are making a choice, a determination of value in whatever that thing is. And when you're trying to tell me you know, that's not true. I'm a psych major and I'm this and I'm that. But yet, you know, you've been married for 12 years. I'll give you that. But all of a sudden, she got out of line in the 12 year. Really? That just happened all of a sudden. See, you got to understand something. I'm a man. I got to challenge it when you hear some of that bullcorn. You know. So I apologize.
Oh no problem.
Well,
you know.
Okay. Personally, I agree with a lot of what he said. And I'm not taking anything. Let me finish my statement. I'm not taking anything from you, what you have achieved, what you have done, or anything such as that. But that's you. What that gentleman was trying to point out, that's you. What you've done is based on your experiences and what you chose to do out of life. Bottom line is, when you decided to change your life, you chose to stop doing the bullshit that you was doing and sleeping around with all the women you was sleeping around, and you chose to take a different path. That's what that gentleman was saying.
Well, the path, is this a new caller?
No, that's one of the calls. I wanted to chime in, too. I really wanted to chime in on this, though.
Well, one thing. Hold on. Wait, can I say one thing real quick? The thing is that the reason I got out of the quote-unquote going through women like a hot knife through butter, because I found a valuable woman, excuse me, a lady that was so just so outside the box, I would be a fool not to be with her. I'm sorry, Jay. Go ahead. It's you, you Jay.
Mm-mm. No, you go ahead and finish.
No, no, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I think that, okay, so, and here's my thing. Is I think that people, I don't, you know, and I'm not going to discredit what the caller was saying. Everybody is open to their own opinion. We all have our own opinion on things. I think that what happens, though, is when someone, like in Steve's stature, is trying to educate based off of his experience. The thing is, you do have a group of people who see one individual and say, I'm trying to figure this out. What is the solution? What is the recipe here? What is it? What is the ingredient to be this successful? Okay? You're not going to, as the term that he's using, being humble, there's a lot of people that don't, because they have that chip on their shoulder.
Sure.
They have that feeling of, you can't tell me what I'm doing wrong. There are some things that people really do know what they're doing wrong, but you have to kind of give them that little shove and that shift into saying, here's a hard knock love. Let me tell you what else you're doing wrong, in addition to what you already see. But in addition to what you already know that you're doing wrong, you have to admit it, one, accept it, and then make the change. Because you have people that deep down know what they're doing wrong and why they can't get a man or a woman.
Exactly.
So won't make that change, okay? Mm-hmm. And then you have those that see, want the recipe, want the ingredients to know, how am I going to get successful here? How can I do what this chick is doing over here, or this guy is doing over here to have this successful marriage, but they don't want to come out and say anything? Those are the people that kind of stay on the like, behind the scenes, like they want to know, but then they got their nose up in the air, like, they think they all that, they think they all this. But really, deep down, you do want to know what it is that this person is doing so that you can be just as successful and have that happy relationship. So instead of hating, be open-minded to accepting what it is that you're doing wrong and understanding what the person is going to tell you, and don't be hurt or feel that soreness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Jade, here's the thing, and again, the truth hurts. That's the thing about
it.
And
right.
Again, I'm not saying you don't have to. I don't want you to be me or live what I live.
Yeah,
what I'm giving you,
no.
What I'm giving you is a simple formula that works for everybody, because it's a system, and a system is broken up into parts. And if one part of that system is not working, the system as a whole will not function, period.
Mm-hmm.
And what I am saying is this. If I want to know how to be a cake baker, the greatest one, do you think I'm going to go to an accountant or a lawyer? No. I'm going to find a cake baker that has a 5-star restaurant that's been in magazines, that has the formula. And whatever he tells me that formula is, how am I to question him on his success when he's got the formula of that success? That's what we're dealing with.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Right. Well, I want to add this to it as well. I think a person who experiences things opposed to a person who, you know, picks things up is better at what they know, because if you've been through it, you already know how it feels, you know what to do about it, and how to come out on top. And that's why you have people that you can teach these things. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, the guy, he did mention that everybody is different, which everybody is different. Everybody has
Absolutely.
Their own opinion, and people, you know, do the things the way they want to do them. But just like when I was a drug addict, I went to, those meetings? And the counselors, they never smoked, they never did drugs in their lives. They really weren't that knowledgeable about what we was in. Basically, it was just the drug addicts in there speaking among themselves. And these two counselors, that's all they were counselors. Now, if they were drug addicts as well, and then they got that job as being counselors, it could have been a better outcome, you know, because they really, really to me, I was like, you know, at time, they were just sitting there. No feedback was coming from them. Huh?
It's called book smart, Ms. Delicious. That's
right, but I'm just saying book smarts opposed to experiencing. You know, if you experience something, I think it's better, you know, because you can say, well, oh, I remember the time when I smoked PCP and this happened and that happened, and then you say to me, well, the time I smoked it, this happened, that happened. You know, we're talking about this, and they're just writing stuff down or looking around and, well, the next person. And I'm not being fulfilled like that because I expect them to put something in there as well, because a lot of times when I went to those meetings, you know how I felt when I left up out of there? Like I wanted to get high again because that's all it was talking about. Well, girl, this guy lived over here. He had the best crack. This guy over here, he had the best this and that and blah, 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 blah. But you know what really kept me from not getting high again was because I didn't want to, especially after the fact they were going to send me back to jail, and then the fact that I just turned everything over to God. So, you know, a lot of things that people do that don't have the experience, and not taking anything away from somebody who went to school for all these years to study psychology and this and that, and, you know, then they become whatever. But even when I did the job that I did, I was a certified phlebotomist technician for almost 20-some years. We took science, English, math, terminology, all these different classes we took, and none of them had anything to do with my job, drawing blood. But I had to take those courses in order to, it took a four-hour exam, a final to be certified, 4 hours, and it was grueling. But all those classes that we took had nothing to do with sticking a needle in somebody's arm. But the basic one I really would have thought had something to do was the medical terminology, and that's we had to learn all the veins in the body, this and that, the blood, this and that. That would seem like what we had to learn, but we had to take science, math, English. You know, but I can actually say that I am a certified phlebotomist technician, opposed if somebody came to me and said, well, how'd you do that? You know, what's going on? I could teach somebody to do the drawing of the blood and this and that, but as far as, like, the grueling part that I went through, learning the science and this and that, blah, 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 blah. No, because it doesn't even apply.
You know, I usually get all the time from women is that you don't know me and you don't know my situation. You have to understand something. I'm a man. I don't need to know you. I know women like you. I mean, I used to get paid to sleep with married women for Pete's sake. I know women. And I don't even need to know, and this is where people say, well, my life is different from yours, different situations. Well, yes, that is true. But guess what? Again, I go back to the system. It's simple. It's behavior modification, and it is doing things down the line, just modification of behaviors. Because just because you think that, you know, you got a lot of guy friends, a lot of guys, you know, there's a lot of women that say, you know what, well, I got guys that want to marry me. I got guys that ask me to get married all the time. Well, then why aren't you married? I got guys that want to do this. Well, where's he at? And then what happens is instead of listening, they get offensive. And then they put up the walls, and then they go on attack mode instead of listening. Because my thing is this. I'm not here to knock you on your situation. I don't care about your situation. I'm trying to show you how to be marriage material and something that a man will place value in as wanting to put a ring on your finger instead of just coming over at 11:30 at night, leaving a wet spot on your bed and keep on moving. That's all I'm trying to show you. Because I've been there, and I'm telling you, it is very easy and very simple, and I learned by studying my wife. My wife, I studied her up and down, and again, she could have three eyes, four tails, and be blue. It's the behaviors that she has that, and again, I know this is going to be hard for people to swallow, but in 14 years, I've only upset her, not argue, but I've only upset her five times in 14 years.
You counted?
We don't argue. Well, yeah, because we don't argue and fight or nothing. So I count, and the reason was because my wife asked me when I'm sleepy to come to bed, and I'm a workaholic, and sometimes at 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning I'll fall asleep, and I did 5 times. But other than that, we don't fight. There and people think that you have to fight to have a relationship. You have to tussle, fight, hit, or you know, just go, you know, fisticuffs. I'm trying to explain to you that you don't have to do that. No matter what color you are, what race you are, this is a simple formula for anybody to use to have success. But you got to want it. You got to want to be successful. You know, I'm not going to put a gun to your head. I'm just going to put the weapons on the table, and you grab what you want. But if you want to continue to throw dirt rocks at tanks, go right ahead. I'm not going to stop you.
Right.
Well, so women who are, you know, okay, we've talked about women who are marriage material and the booty call women. What about the woman that's so determined that she's right all the time? How do you break her down or get her to understand that love is a two-way street? It's not all about you. It's not all about me. It's about us. Because you have women who want to be the boss in the relationship. So how do you deal with women like that?
We wouldn't get – okay, again, here's a simple formula again. I'm going to keep plugging this to you people, is that, remember, there's different phases. There's the meeting and dating phase and the relationship phase. We'll just take those two right there because we wouldn't even get to the relationship phase. Because after we meet and date, we need to sit down and have what I call a powwow of expectations. See, most people don't do that. They'll go right from the relationship, maybe have a few problems, then go right into relationship, blah, 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 and then break up, divorce, cheat, or what have you. What I'm saying is when you go to the meeting and dating phase and you want to go to the next phase, that's when we will sit down and I will show you my expectations, you tell me your expectations, and if our expectations do not line up, we will not move forward. Because I don't want to waste your time, and I don't want you wasting my time. So a woman like that, you will either be a booty call or we're done. And the reason I'm saying that is because I'll give you – look, if you still want to see me on the side, you can. But I'm going to be honest with you and tell you, we are not going to have a relationship. And I'm going to tell you why. It's because that you think that you're head of the household. You got a head of a household attitude, and you don't want to listen. And because of that, and again, I respect, listen, I'm not here to change you. I don't want to change you. I'm not asking to change you. That's who you are. We're not a good fit. So we cannot move forward. So we either going to stand still and just sleep together, or we're going to fall back and you just move on.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. Very easy and simple, people.
Yeah, well, you know,
And it goes both, ladies, it goes both ways. I just want to say that. It goes, ladies, if you're dealing with a man that is either hitting you, abusing you, talking down to you, disrespecting you, he's gone. You don't, there is no relationship. Because I love myself so much, I'm not going to deal with you. So you know what? We're not doing this anymore. Goodbye. That's what I'm trying to say. This system is solid. It's ironclad.
Well, you know, I've seen where women will accept the fact that my man cheated on me this one time. If he does it again, he's gone.
Wow.
So my thing is, if he does it once, what make you think he won't do it again?
He respect you.
Right. So should a woman stick around and wait for a second time for him to do it, or just get up and go? You know, because if it's possible – now, just like you had, you know, turned your life around and did what you did, this and that, would it be possible that this man, you know, he's going to tell his wife, I'm not going to cheat anymore? And would it be feasible for her to stick by him or just to say, no, I can't do this anymore?
Okay, here again, let's lock the system in. Okay, is this
when
they
know
just
about
started,
the system,
are they okay, I'm just saying, are they meeting? What phase? What part of the? Are they in the relationship phase? Are they in the meeting phase? Where are they at?
They're married.
This question. Okay,
they're married.
If they're married, you're gone. See how easy that is, everybody? There's no Dr. Phil. There's no marriage counseling. Because listen, ladies, let me explain something to you. You have this one, like Sally Field said it best. I've got this one body and this one life, and I don't want you ladies wasting your time on an ancient man. If he cheats on you, again, ladies, drama-free relationship here, part of the system, and respect. If he disrespects you like that, he is gone. There is no, baby, I'm sorry, I'll do better. No, I am going to the lawyer, I'm getting the divorce papers, I'm moving out, and that's it. Or you make him leave or whatever you have you, but that's it. And the thing is that he just won't all of a sudden just wake up one day and start doing that. It always is a combination of things that builds up to him doing what he's doing, and it works for both sides. So what I'm saying is, before those combination of things start to build up to a point where he cheats on you, you've got to nip it in the bud in the beginning, the first domino, so you won't get the effect.
So, okay. When he cheats for the very first time and he's begging and pleading, I'm not going to do it anymore, just kick him to the curb. Because now I know there's such thing as habitual cheaters. Those are the ones you definitely kick to the curb once you find out. Because an habitual cheater is somebody who cheats regardless. He always cries, I love my wife, I love my kids, but I can't help it. So when you are with an habitual cheater and you know this, he's cheated on you 4 or 5 times, you say, well, he got one more time. I mean, that's just crazy. It's crazy for the very first time. And the fact of the matter, you know, he cheated with you on his wife, and he married you, and you thinking he's not going to cheat anymore.
I would tell any woman, never be with a guy that you cheated with and he left his significant other for you. That's not someone you want to be with, number
that's
one.
True.
But being a habitual cheater, I would say this: is there a habitual killer? I mean, you kill, right? So there's no type of any type of cheating that's like, well, gee, he cheated on level A, so it's okay as long as it wasn't level B cheating. No, it's this simple, ladies, and that's what I'm trying to instill in you, ladies: a no tolerance attitude. Because if you can display that type of attitude, he knows what's going to happen. We do it with our children. Why not do it with our husband or vice versa? Drama free. If you bring drama into my life, you're gone. That's it. It's that simple. No, well, I'm going to give you another chance. You're gone. Mm-hmm. Because you had the chance. I was your wife. You had me. You won. You won the lotto. You have me as your wife. And this is the things I get. You're gone.
Hmm. Well, some of these women need to wake up
two versions of that. I had an aunt and uncle. They were together for like 15 years. He cheated on her. They broke up. They went their separate ways. 10 years later, they decided, hey, you know what? I think I'm still in love with you. Let's get back together. Let's get married again and do the whole thing. To me, I think they got bored because they were together so long. They went out and got tired of dating. Then they seen each other and started being back together because guess what? 5 years later, he cheated on her again and moved her little Mexican girl in the house.
There you
but
go.
I don't understand it. I have a relative that was married to a gentleman, and they separated and divorced. And I think it was like five, six years later, maybe 7 years later between that, give or take, they remarried. They started dating again and then remarried. And I'm like, I could not see myself doing that again because
no,
now they're having trouble.
I call that lazy. They lazy.
I'm telling you,
I'm not doing this work again. I can get this.
Well, that's why, yeah. I'm sorry.
It's just a thing. Uh-huh. A person gets so used to another person. You can be addicted to people as well. So they probably got out there and figured, well, this isn't working right. This isn't working right. So I'm going to get back with my boo because I know her. Mm-hmm. She does this. He do this. You get back with him, bam, he right back to where he started cheating again because he gets so complacent in that relationship and you know just exactly how it's going to go. So he says, well, you know, I'm going to cheat again. That's it. That's all. You know, and
don't
I think
get remarried.
I
wouldn't get remarried.
No, me neither. Because once I'm done with somebody, you know, especially if I'm divorced from my husband, no way we go. Especially depending on how the relationship went. If things that was wrong in the relationship and we split up because of that, then it's a done deal. You cannot come back. We're not going to get back together because this happened, that happened. What makes it going to be so different this time?
Right. And some people may be best of friends or whatever the case may be after they're separated or whatever. Look, let's hang out for the kids' sake, do whatever, go out to the movies or whatever, and they get along a lot better being separated or divorced than
right.
they did when they were living together. I mean, sometimes
right.
that works for people.
Right.
Well, one of the biggest things that I, when I was gigoloing at a younger age, one of the things
gigoloing.
That I learned... Yeah, I was a gigolo in like my early 20s. But what I'm saying is that I told you I was pretty bad at stealing some stuff. But what I learned was that this is where I talk about now. I've got to get on the men for a second. I don't like doing that, but I'm gonna get on the men for a second because the biggest complaint I got from my clients was the husband didn't keep the fire alive. It just got boring in bed. He wouldn't do this. He stopped doing that. He stopped doing this. And and I would say this to any man, that you have to make your woman feel sexy 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and period, if you're married. Mm-hmm. Because I strongly disagree with women having male friends, and hopefully we'll talk about that in a second because I don't believe in male friends, especially when you're married. But what I would say is I say this to the guys, your wife should not be able to walk in that door, bend over, take her clothes off, take a shower, or do anything without you grabbing on her and making her feel sexy. Because once you stop making her feel sexy, what will happen is guys like me, who I used to be back then, can smell a depressed wife that needs a little attention. And all I need to do is take you out to lunch. Let's get you to lunch one time, and we can sit there and I'll talk. Hey, I'll be a good listener. I can listen. You can tell me everything that you want to tell me because I'm a good listener. And let me tell you what. And Jade, you know this. All I gotta say is, never mind. That's all I gotta say. That's what's gonna get the ball rolling. Oh, he doesn't do this. He doesn't. Well, you know what? What? Never mind. What were you about to say? No. I don't want to ruin anything because if I told you how I really feel, it might mess things. I'm just dropping seeds in her head. I'm just letting guys know that you got to learn how to marriage proof your marriage.
Mm-hmm. And so I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. And ladies, that goes for you too. I mean, there's things that, you know, in a
yes.
marriage or a relationship, we stop doing. That
yes.
Whatever it was that we did to keep them,
to get them,
to
you
got to
do it to keep them.
Exactly, to keep them. And so that's the problem, is that a lot of times people think, I got them now. I'm going to, you know, sit back with my T-shirt, my baggy T-shirt, sweatpants, and chill out and everything, and doing up the hair, the makeup, and putting on the pretty clothes and stuff. I remember watching my mother when I was younger, and she would dress up when my father was on his way home, and it actually would kind of throw him off because he's like, "I was going somewhere, but did I forget something?" And she's like, "No. I just, you know, got pretty enough for you," and then she would start cooking his dinner. After she done made her face, did her hair, did all of that, just to stay in the house with him and start fixing his meal and stuff. And it put something in me because I'm thinking, wow, that's you did all of that. Like, earlier today, you wasn't looking like that, but you're like, oh, he getting ready to come home, and you started dressing up, putting dresses on, and got her shoes on, and it's like, wow. And then she would just start cooking and bringing him his plate and doing all that. So just seeing that, it, like, instills something in me. But you got women that's like, I'm not doing that. I remember hearing a sister telling her husband, this is her husband, she was making her a sandwich, and he liked what she had. And he was like, that looks good. And she said, well, I have such and such and such on it. So that's what you can make when you go in there.
And ladies, and I will say this for the ladies. If you're not making your husband feel sexy, because, again, I will say this to the ladies and I'll say this to the men, it's not your job to make anybody happy. It's not your job to make your husband happy. It's not your and it's not the husband's job to make you happy. Mm. It's your job to make him feel special. He should be happy on his own. So don't look for happiness. If you're not making your man special, feel special, and I'm not trying to get too vulgar on here, but I'm saying when y'all are driving, you might have to take your hand and unzip his pants and play with him a little bit. You're going to have to – what I'm saying is you're going to have to do a lot of stuff outside the box to keep his attention on you, because there's so many outside elements that you're fighting against. If you are not on your top game, and if there's no such thing as I'm tired, you better drink an energy drink, or I don't know if y'all believe – I always tell people about sleepy sex. Look, if you're tired, just lay on your stomach. I'll get some lube. I'll lube you up, and I'll get in. I'm good. That's sleepy sex. I mean, you want to sleep, that's fine. But, ladies, I'm telling you, your man has got to get rid of that nut. And I'm just being honest with you. If you won't, somebody else will. That's all I'm saying. Oh, absolutely.
That's God's honest truth. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, and we're going to dive into – should females have male friends?
Yes.
Should males have female friends?
No, not
yes,
neither.
Yes, females have male friends.
Baby, please.
Okay.
That's what we'll discuss that when we come back after this break.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Hi, I'm Gail Delicious Johnson. I'm more than just a radio personality. I'm also a best-selling author of 5 published books, publisher, ghostwriter, poet, and a speaker. My latest book, a fast-paced, action-packed, drama-filled novel titled Back to Zero, is available. You can order your autographed copy of Back to Zero and any of my other books from my website. That's www.jjpublishing.com. If you're looking to have your dreams come true in a book, look no further. I am the founder and owner of my own independent publishing company, JJ Publishing. JJ Publishing offers the service to fit the new or seasoned author's budget. There are no hidden fees. I display a professional business attitude towards my clients while treating them with dignity and respect. My mission is to make the first-time author as well as the seasoned author's use of JJ Publishing service a most beneficial and memorable experience. Back to Zero is selling out fast. Don't be left out. Go to my website. Again, that address is www.jjpublishing.com. After you make your purchases, check out my website. I thank you all in advance.
Kiss. I need
That was Barbara Mason, I Need Love. That's one of the Blue Light Specials in the Basement song from way back in the day. Okay, we're right here with our special guest, Steve the Dean, and we've discussed Jay-Z and Beyonce and the Salon incident. We also talked about emotional, physical abuse, marriage, cheating, formulas for getting and staying in relationships. And now we're going to dive into, should females have male friends? All right, Steve, you got it.
Okay. I would like to use Jade as an example, prime example. I never had a female friend in my life, only my wife. She's my only friend I've ever had that's a woman. But I do believe like Jade is what I call an associate. When I talk to Jade, I never ask her any personal information. I never ask her anything that's going on with her or what kind of clothes she has on or any type of thing. It's always strictly business when I talk to Jade. I'm just using her example because I have this thing I've always said, what are your male friends giving you that your husband isn't giving you? And whatever you say, that's going to be the reason of your separation, intimacy, or divorce because – I don't have any women friends. My wife doesn't have any male friends at all. We're each other's best friend. The thing is when a woman begins to have, and I like to take this in quick stages. The first stage is a lot of women, you know, they think they have the man they have, you know, they're happy, everything is great, but then they start to feel like, you know what, they're missing out on something. So what they do is they start to get these male friends who technically really want to sleep with you, but they're lying to you. Unless you're unattractive or they're gay. Other than that, it's a rare chance that they would not take it if the opportunity presents itself. But what happens is that a lot of women begin to get what I call start to have an emotional affair where they feel like they can talk to this person. They can divulge secrets with this person and talk to this person about their problems. And it begins to form a type of connection with that person when that's what your husband is for. If you're having any problems or issues, you should go to your husband. You should not go to another man because that's disrespecting your husband, number one. And again, I will say vice versa. I don't ever go to a woman. I would never go to a woman. I have a wife. If there's a problem, which I don't have problems, but if we did have one, I would go to my wife. And but see, a lot of women want to fight me on this, and I always tell them to take the test. And the test is basically learning the truth about the guy who really wants to sleep with you, but he just doesn't know how to explain that to you. So the test is basically this. Offer him sex. You know, I'm not saying give it to him. I'm saying just get on the phone with this so-called friend of yours and offer him sex. And I guarantee 9 times out of 10, you tell him, look, you know what? We've been friends for a while. I'm attracted to you. I'd like to have sex with you whenever you want to. It'll be our secret. 9 times out of 10, that guy is going to say, what? Huh? Really? Are you really serious? And see, and let me explain friends real quick. Friends. I have male friends. You know why? Because I don't see my male friends as attractive. I don't go around saying, wow, look at Scott's booty. Scott looks sexy. Scott got a sexy. Yeah. Scott got some big breasts, and Scott got the ooh, he looks hot. I don't go around doing that because they're my friends, so there's no sexual attraction. And once you have an ounce, a small drop of sexual attraction towards somebody else, that can blow up into something. And that's why I say it's better to be safe than sorry, because again, if you can explain what, and I'll ask the ladies, you ladies, if you can explain what, if you're married, if you can explain what your male friends can give you that your husband can't, I got to hear this. What can they give you?
Basically, I'm not married, but if I was married, I don't think there was anything that another man could give me that my husband is supposed to be giving me, so therefore I wouldn't have any male friends.
But you mentioned
that associates now, an associate can turn into something as well, you know, depending on what's going on in that marriage, because, you know, you calling up, say, you know, you got a friend of your husband's and y'all are mutual friends. You call them over to paint the house one day and you and your husband just got into an argument. Couldn't that turn into something? You know, because even, you know, not being a male friend but an associate. So, in other words, women should not even have male associates?
Well, no. See, what I'm saying as an associate is that if there's some business that needs to be had between myself and Jade that deals with, like, we have a woman website that we're coming out with. So if there's some business we need to talk, we're going to talk business, and that's it. That's strictly business. That's it. Because not only out of respect for her marriage, but also respect out of my marriage, I'm not going to talk about anything else because there's nothing else that I need to be concerned about. So if that person's coming over and painting my walls, he's going to paint the walls and leave. That's it. if you want to, you know, there's no reason for you to confide in somebody else.
Some background noise.
Yeah, it's not me. Okay, yeah. Oh, I guess it means. Okay, but that's all I'm saying. I'm saying associates. Like I say, you have to work with people. What I'm saying is, you go to work. You have to talk to men and women. I'm saying keep it like that. Don't ask any personal questions. You know, there's nothing wrong with, hey, how you doing? How's it going? If they have kids and you have kids, like, oh, my kids did this today and my kids did that. That's one thing. But once you cross the line and start asking personal questions. Yes, that's when it's going to start to tumble, because it might not be you. He might fall in love with you. You know, it might be you asking a personal question, but he may take it the wrong way, and he might be, wow, okay, I'm starting to see you in a different, okay, yeah, let's go to lunch, you know?
I'll just take this that this is me, but majority of what you all are talking about tonight is so damn foreign to me, it just doesn't make sense to me. And
why doesn't
I just don't get it. First of all, friend, what is the definition of friend? You wouldn't be asking your friend personal questions like that anyway, in my opinion. So I don't even get that part of that. People misconstrue that word going all the way back. prime example. I have somebody that I've been friends. My son just turned 33. I have somebody that I've been friends with since he was 12 years old. This man has been in our life. He's like a brother to me. And do I overly confide in him and things like that? No. Do I get into his personal life or he get into mine? No. But if I get into a relationship, all of a sudden he's not supposed to be my friend anymore?
But what is he giving you that your husband isn't then?
Excuse me?
If you were married, what would he be giving you that your husband isn't giving?
Who said he's giving me something that my husband is not giving? My husband relationship, mine and my husband relationship, is totally different from the type of relationship that we've had all these years. I don't get that concept.
Well, what would you talk to your husband? What would you talk to him about that you couldn't talk to your husband about?
There's absolutely nothing I couldn't talk to my husband about.
So why would you need this other guy why would you need the other guy if your husband can give you everything that you need?
Again, give me a direct answer to my direct question, Mr. Expert. That's what I want you to do. I've had somebody I've been friends with for 21 years.
Okay.
So when I get married, all of a sudden, this is no longer supposed to be my friend.
Well, if you were dealing with
our families are entwined.
We've been around
each other for 21 years, so I'm supposed to just end this because I got married.
Well, but here's the thing. You don't have to – if your
Can
husband
– Would you answer my question? Is it yes or no?
The answer is yes. Yes, I'd like to give you a reason why. Yes, because you're taking his last – you are taking your husband's last name. He's not taking yours. You're taking his. So if you're taking your husband's last name and we're going with this formula, you're going to have a powwow and you'll have a choice. If he tells you, you know what, I don't feel comfortable – and it's not an insecurity. It's just something that he doesn't like. I don't feel comfortable with you having male friends. You have a choice to make. You can say, yes, okay, I'll get rid of him. But since you're so adamant about this guy friend, then that man won't be the right man for you because that's going to be a key to a lot of problems in your relationship. So what's so good about this is that if he's cool with it, he's fine with it. I'm just saying that's his choice. But what I'm saying is if he doesn't like it, then you have a choice to make.
Okay, you just added another element to that you didn't speak on before.
Yes, what's that?
When you said him liking it and not liking it, it's either when we started this topic, it was that you were not supposed to have male. If you were male, you were not supposed to have female friends and vice versa. Then now you're saying there's an exception to that.
Well, no,
I'm just trying to get clarity here.
Well, I'm saying there's a lot of males out there that will accept that. There's a lot of males that will let their – I'm not talking about men. I'm talking about males. There's a lot of males out there that don't mind their woman hanging out with a bunch of guys.
If a man accepts his wife having that they have a friend that they had long before them, now all of a sudden he's not a man.
Well, the best thing about being a man is that you don't have to tell a lady to do that because a lady will do it on her own out of respect for her husband. So you don't have to tell her to do it. She should want to do it on her own because she's like, wait a second here. Now I'm married. I'm married. I have everything I want in this person. What do I need to hang out with another male or talk to another male on the phone and discuss things with another male when I have my husband here? I'm not saying not have female friends. I'm saying the opposite sex. I'm not talking about female. I'm not saying cut off everybody. I'm saying that the boys should play with the boys and the girls should play with the girls because when you mix the two, one is going to have a catch feelings. That's how it always is. And if you don't believe me, why don't you offer sex to this so-called friend of yours of 30 years and let's see if he turns it down.
I've already done that.
And he turned it down?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
No, he's not gay.
I didn't say. Well,
I knew that's where you were going. See, that's part of the issue. Well, whatever. I'll close my mouth because majority of what you all are talking is foreign to me, and I just don't understand it. People determine who they want to be, and then you go from there. And I agree with just about. So majority of what you said is just, I mean, I guess it's common sense to me. It's just the way you are. So I don't understand that. Okay. I don't believe in acting. I believe in being. And
right,
I guess that's really where my sentimentality is when it comes to all that. Because as far as that, the term which I despise, but that being wifey material, all this kind of shit, be who you, decide who you're going to be, the person you want to be, and the quality of life you want to have, and then you date until you find some person that those two qualities can infuse and work along the same line. But you don't adjust yourself or change unless you're making that as a permanent change within you. You don't adjust who you are just because you're trying to get somebody ass, because you don't hold that ass just as long as you hold up that facade, because it's not real.
Well, no one's asking you to change. No one's asking you to change. Be who you – the thing is, I'm saying be who you are. But based on who you are, that man is going to put a value on you. That's all I'm saying. Be who you are.
I'm
saying this. Never conform for anybody. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying is don't try to change to make him happy. It's not your job to make a man happy, and it's not his job to make you happy. Don't try to do that. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying to change yourself. Don't change yourself. Be who you are, but please accept the fact of why it would, for some women, I'm not saying you, some women will scratch their head and they will say, well, dang, well, why isn't he trying to marry me? Or why hasn't he proposed to me yet? Why hasn't he done this and why has he done that? Because he doesn't see that much value in you to want to put a ring on your finger. Some guys will do this, why buy the cow when I can get the milk for free? They'll keep you around for sex until something comes up better, and they'll toss you away like trash and move on. That's all I'm trying to
say. And that's with anything,
So don't change. No, I'm telling you, for men and women, never change, but accept this. Understand this, that if your brand, and I keep word brand, if your brand is not outside the box or something different than the rest of the herd, then there's nothing special about you. Why would I want to marry you when you're like everybody else?
All right, so.
And there's silence.
Because there's nothing else to say after. There's nothing else to say after that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
When you're basically talking male and female, we're not gonna go into the word thing because it's male and female. Period.
Well, I
just don't get it, so I'll just close my mouth.
What don't you understand?
I'm just not getting it.
What don't you understand?
Well, nothing. Go ahead on with the conversation. But see, this is
great because you don't understand. I can give you clarification.
Well, see, just like the last time you was on the show. Okay, now that you want to bring it up, just like the last time when you were on the show, I made a statement that you attacked throughout that entire show. And you contradicted yourself in this show with the statement that I made. When I made the statement that I sat down and I had to talk with my guy, and I told him, I don't play games. I told him exactly what it was I expect. We, over the course of us talking, no, this happened on the first talk. That happened over the course of probably almost 2 months. We talked completely, put it all out on the line because I'm not a game player. I don't get into all that, this, that, and the other. That term gameplay, you jumped on that throughout the whole show. Even at the end of the show, you brought that up just because of, but I'm not. I don't manipulate.
Excuse me, Rhea, that was a different guest. That was,
okay.
All right. That
okay.
wasn't him. That was a different guest. That show.
What?
I do remember that show.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a different guest.
All I'm saying is that was Jermaine Tucker on that show.
Again, I don't get the. Well, okay. If two people are, and I don't even like that term as much, equally yoked, but I understand it, and they can get that point across. Then you can work together. You can do things together. I just think there's too many other elements that are allowed in the middle of relationships, which cause majority of the problems of relationships nowadays anyway.
That's why I'm simplifying it. This is what I'm giving you is a simple, easy solution where you don't have to worry about any drama. This, what I'm showing you is you don't have to worry about any drama or any BS from as a woman from men. You don't have to deal with it. Because they know. Here's the thing. Here's the problem with a lot of relationships today. You have women that treat their bosses with more respect than their husbands, and that's the problem. You have women, because you know a woman's not going to yell at her boss. A woman's not going to put her hands on her boss. A woman's not going to disrespect the boss or the CEO of the company. But she sure can go home and do that to her husband. And that's why when I teach the guys, your last name should be valuable. It has to have something behind it, because you're not trying to get the wife's, you're not trying to get the woman's last name. She's trying to get yours. So she has to respect that last name. But on the flip side, for you ladies out there, you have to have a no tolerance policy. There's no wiggle room here. There's no second chance. I'm not going to give you a second chance because I gave you an opportunity. You had an opportunity and you made a choice. And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that don't jump right into the guy for a woman. Do a background check on him. Do three background checks on him. Do all the homework you can on this individual. And before you even open your legs to this individual, know what you're dealing with before you do it. But again, I'm not here to tell you who to open your legs up to and who not to. I'm just saying that if you just have that powwow, have that powwow of expectations before you move on to the next phase, you will save yourself a lot of time and a lot of heartache by just realizing that we are not matched up together. And again, like you say, you don't need to adjust who you are for him, and he shouldn't have to adjust who he is for you. It's just y'all are not going to work out. And if you don't work out, you kick rocks and keep it moving. That way you won't get hurt later on. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to close this show down because it's been a very interesting show. So we'll be right back.
Listen up. I got to tell you about this beautiful author and publisher, Gail Delicious Johnson. Gail Delicious Johnson is proud to announce the publication of her new revised issue of her latest suspenseful novel, Back to Zero. Read this riveting story of intrigue, conflict, love, and suspense. Follow the trail of abuse, secrets, lies, and love. And check it out. You can't just read the back of the book, because you have to prepare yourself for the mind-blowing, explosive ending. Order your personally autographed copy of Back to Zero by visiting www.jjpublishing.com. That's www.jayjaypublishing.com.
Chubop, my baby, chubop, chubop.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop.
Seems like a mighty long time. Oh, I'm so glad you stopped by to say hello to me. Remember the way it used to be.
Like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby, ooh. Seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby.
Oh, yes, I'm so glad. You're here again. Oh, seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby, ooh.
That was Barbara Mason, Hello Stranger. I love that song, too. I love those back in the day.
Right?
Ain't nothing wrong with going back in the day, you know, because the music now is nothing compared to what it was back in the day when I was coming up. You know, all this creative stuff in the studio and all that kind of stuff. They had the bands there and everybody doing this and that. You know, Smokey Robinson, he still uses live bands when he does his music. That's my baby daddy. But, yeah, he do.
Can I say something about that real quick? You know, you made a great point there with music. You know, women don't live by the standards of those days either nowadays. It's pretty amazing.
Well, I'm from the old school, darling, so I know what good music is.
And I
don't,
if I'm talking about women. I'm talking about the women.
Mm-hmm. But some of us women do, you know.
Well, some of you do. Well, and that's why some of you are married.
Well, I'm not married, darling.
Oh, well, I said
not
some
yet,
of you.
Not yet, anyway. Yeah,
well,
some of us. But, you know, one day I might get married, but, you know, I'm on the fence. Some days I want to be married. Some days I don't. Some days I feel like a nut. Some days I don't. But, you know,
well,
that's me. That's neither here nor there. But, you know,
but you ladies have a problem with that, though. You know what? You ladies
with
have
what?
A problem. And with I'm not saying the problem isn't you with marriage. The problem is you're dealing with a lot of female-type metrosexual males nowadays. So it's kind of hard to really find a good husband nowadays because men are far and few between.
I am so glad you brought that up. You know why? Because men of today are so in love with themselves until they're only thinking about themselves and loving themselves, and they're so selfish until they're not even thinking about women. Those are the men who are playing the field, hopping from bed to bed, doing this and doing that. I mean, seriously, and you know it.
There's nothing wrong with
you know
that. Wait. Wait. Did you just hear what you said? Am I the only one that just heard it? You said you're selfish, you love yourself, and you come first. What's wrong with that?
No, I said men of today. You know, it used to be a thing where, let me say this. It used to be a thing where if a woman got on the bus or whatever, a man would get up and give him his seat. Now, a man will look you in your face and just sit there. They don't help you carry your groceries. You know, men are not like they used to be.
Because women are not like they used to be. It goes both ways. Here's the thing. I saw a ESPN sports thing yesterday where a little boy got a baseball. He caught the baseball and he handed it to a complete strange woman. And
no, I thought that woman had snatched it from him.
No, he handed it to her, and that's my whole thing. You don't know, and this goes for men and women. You don't just go to a car lot and just drive the car, like I said earlier. You know, I'm not going to do anything nice for you because I don't know you. You haven't earned that yet. Now, if it were women of yesteryear back in those days, they were living by different standards. And then I'm sure men would get up and grab the groceries and move outside of the bus so she can sit there. Because those women back then were more traditional than women of today.
That's true. That is true. So maybe I should have rephrased that. Let me say this. There are still some women and there are still some men out there who do still practice those same values and morals that they did back then, you know, where a man will open a door for a woman, pull a chair out for her. You know, those things are still going on. But this generation coming up now, God help them.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
You know what? To me, one of the main problems, period, and a lot of it has a lot to do with the whole topic of the not the topic, but the conversation today, everything in general, people just don't respect people in general.
That's
respect
true.
Is something that is not common in today's society.
That
and
is true.
It, you know, I guess I'm old school to my soul. So I'm one of them who still believe in treating people the way I want to be treated. And so I do things, and I, when I see the way society is in general nowadays, I just it beyond disturbs me. But then what can you do about it? You get selected through that you probably can talk to, or you can help, or you can this, you could that. I happen to be one of them that there are some young people who use me as a sounding board and this, that, and the other, and still value my opinion as this old lady, even though one of them had the nerve to call me an OG one day, and I damn near smacked him in his mouth. But anyway, it's like they just nowadays respect is not something that is common.
Well,
and
respect
was common sense back then.
Well, yeah, but nowadays I believe that you got to earn respect. I don't think you should hand it over like Halloween candy because, again, they're men, and it's on both sides. You have some really, really screwed up boys. You have some really screwed up boys, and you have some really screwed up women. Not all women and not all men, but the problem is it's hard to find a traditional type woman. I mean, they're out there, yes. But it's hard to find that when you're dealing – when you see women out there who think they have to show their body. And this is the thing that women don't understand. I'm going to give guys some credit here. Now, don't laugh, ladies. If a guy is having sex with you for an hour – and I'm just saying an hour. Don't laugh because we know they're five-minute man and all that stuff. But I'm just giving them the benefit of doubt. If he's good for an hour with sex, what about the other 23 hours? If that's all it's about, sex – you're going to fail because what about the other 23 hours you've got to deal with this person? And a lot of women don't understand that. I know they feel like they have to show their body because they feel like there's competition. But men, look, every man sees you, they're automatically thinking about ways they can sleep with you. That's just how men are.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that are special, men don't want to sleep with those women. They don't. They would rather, you know what? Sure, I'm attracted to you. Yes, I would love to sleep with you, but I want to know more about you because you're different than all the other women. It's the ones that go against the grain that gets all the attention. And I'm talking about the ones that now this is going to be some questions for you ladies. The ones that will go and stand in line at midnight to pick up a video game for their man. The ones that know why their man's favorite football team is. The ones that know what a 4K TV is. The ones that know things about their men. And, again, this is about their men. When you know these things, guess what the guy's going to do? Is the other guy still on the line, the other gentleman?
Yes.
What's his name? What's his name?
Jadino. J. Dino.
Hey, Dino, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Dino. You feel me on this, Dino. How are you going to respond? Let's do a dialogue real quick. I'm like, hey, Dino, what's like, see if we talking, right? I'm like, hey, Dino, man, I met this cool chick, man. You ain't going to believe it, man. She literally last night stood in line at midnight and got my favorite video game, man. She knows my favorite football teams. She's not about drama. She's fun. She's laid back. She doesn't care about drinks and dinners. What are you going to tell me if I tell you about a woman like that, Dino?
That's a keep.
There you go. And then you know what he just did? He just co-signed on why I should keep her. But if I talk to Dino, I'm like, man, Dino, man, look, man, this girl ain't nothing, man. You know, she's whoring around. She got her tail hanging out on Facebook. I mean, she giving up the tail real easy and stuff like that. Matter of fact, you can probably get some Dino if you want. What are you going to tell me, Dino?
Kick her, and I might hit it, but I ain't want to keep her.
And that's the conversations that guys have that women don't understand. As a man, I'm going to talk to another man just to get that little bit of validation to say, you know what, I'm making the right decision and I'm going to look to wife this woman up. But I'm giving him all the reasons why. And as my friend, he's going to tell me the truth.
Hmm. Well, This was such an interesting show. We might have to come back and do a part two.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to help the women now. I'm trying to help you women out now.
Yeah, because we've covered quite a bit tonight. We covered the Jay-Z incident, emotional and physical abuse, cheating, how to get a husband,
yeah,
how females should not have male friends, and, you know, just a whole gamut of things. And there's so much more that we could, you know, talk about, but we have definitely run out of time. And I do appreciate you, Steve, for coming on again. You know, like I said, this is your second home. You know, anytime you want to come back, you know, you're more than welcome. Because, you know, even, you know, I'm quite sure somebody walked away with something. You know, if it wasn't nothing but a, you know, the fact of the matter, how to stay in a relationship or whatever, but I'm quite sure that somebody walked away with something. And that's basically how I like it, when somebody takes something away from Delicious Talk Radio, Bringing Sexy Back, you know, because that's what we're here for. We're here to share, to talk, to listen, and, you know, to pass on information, you know, and everybody's not above learning, you know, so we learn some things as well. And,
yeah, I just want to say thank you. I just want to thank you and everybody, and I just want to say that you don't have to be me. I'm not trying to make you be me. All I'm trying is pull out the best in you. That's all I'm trying to do. And which system I have, that's all I'm trying to do. So we have a website. Is it okay if I tell them about the website?
Sure. Go and tell them how to get in touch with you and your website and, you know, everything that you're doing.
Well, and this is strictly for the ladies. Ladies, we just opened a new website out for you ladies. It's called meetdateandmarry.com. Meetdateandmarry.com. And it's a website for the ladies out there where, again, you're going to learn from individuals who've been – matter of fact, Jade's going to be there with us. I wanted to make sure that everybody that is going to be on our radio show has double-digit years in marriage throughout this internet and this Ashley Madison and Facebook, to show you that there are long-term marriages. And if you want to join the club, just follow. Just follow the playbook. That's it. But, again,
so
I want to thank
everybody.
It's for all women, any woman that has relationship problems, man problems, who has a question or anything. Look, I'm going to tell you the truth, and I'm going to tell you if this man is good enough for you or if you should kick him to the curb. I will tell you. I'll be honest with you. Again, it takes a thief to catch a thief, and if he's if you tell me some signs that he's doing, I'll tell you exactly his playbook on why he's doing what he's doing.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. So, that is meetdateandmarry.com.
Yes, ma'am.
www.meetdateandmarry.com. So, you ladies, if you want some advice or, you know, just want to go over the website, go on over there. That's www.meetdateandmarry.com.
Those are the pages
you have any closing remarks?
Oh no, I just want to say, ladies, the thing is, and I speak for the ladies first, is that I understand that it sucks trying to hear a man try to tell you some things. I know it sucks, but ladies, all I'm trying to say is this: is that the formula is a basic formula, and I said before, I'm not trying to make you me. I just want you to make better choices and better decisions in these ain't shit men out here, instead of accepting their bull. That's all I'm saying for you ladies. And for you guys out there, the same thing. It's your last name. It's got to have some meaning to it, or you're going to deal with a Solange situation where she's going to disrespect you as a man. That's the thing. So, but thank you. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all having me on. And anytime y'all want me on, you know, hey, I'm ready to battle. Hey, I'm sorry I didn't get your name, but she's even been quiet today. She usually would tear my head off.
Who?
The one that called you OG. I didn't call you OG, but.
That's not true. No, that's not true. You may be mixing me up with Terry, but that's not true. That's not my personality.
Okay. Well, no, I'm just saying that, you know. Some women don't want marriage. Remember that. Some women don't want to get married. So, you know,
that
do what
true.
You want to do. And just make
that
better choices than men. Yeah.
And then, you know, something else that gets on my nerve is this guy, he has a Blog Talk Radio show. And I'm not going to call his name out or anything like that, but he's always saying that.
I would. I'm being
call
bad. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What is he saying? What is he saying?
He's always saying how women, you know, need to meet the elite men and this and that and putting this. And, you know, I mean, he's just putting stuff out there. And to me, he's always calling people, you know, talking about, you know, the stars and what they do. And he actually hates Steve Harvey. He deleted himself off my Facebook page because he had made a comment about Steve Harvey. And I had commented back, and he deleted me off of his page. Now, my thing is, I don't know Steve Harvey from a hole in the wall except for seeing him on television and knowing that he's a comedian. But I felt that this guy was saying things about him out of pure jealousy because, number one, he doesn't have a television show. He's never been a comedian. And he's just, you know, he's just bitter. You know, the things he was saying, he was always talking about Steve Harvey this should be done this way. What makes you an expert? If you've never been in those positions that Steve Harvey's been in, how can you even say anything about it?
Well, the only thing I say about Steve Harvey, Steve Harvey is a great comedian. He's a great, he acts and he does movies and TV shows. The only problem I have with Steve Harvey, and I want you, and do the homework on him, is that how can you give relationship advice when you have problems in your relationship? I mean,
well, let me say this.
Yes.
Let me say this, because he's experienced it. So I feel that, you know, he can say, because he's experienced it, just like you experienced the things that you did in your life, and you put them out there. So he's done the same thing. Now, this other guy who's so envious of him, he's always talking about how faithful he's been and this and that and don't have premarital sex and this and that and women wearing tracks in the head. I'm not going to call him out.
No,
but, you know, he has the Blog Talk Radio show. He's
I'm
on Facebook. And like I said, he defriended me because I had said something that he said when he put something down about Steve Harvey. And it came through my feed. I didn't go to his page. It came through my feed. And I just remarked on it. Huh?
He's in love with Steve Harvey.
And like I said, I don't know Steve Harvey from a hole in the wall, just seeing him on television. I never met him in person, you know, knowing that he was a comedian, this and that. And there's some things that I do disagree with him as well, but I am not envious of him. I'm not envious of anybody, for real.
Ooh,
you know, what you do is what you do.
Yes.
And I'm not that concerned about how people run their lives because that's your life. You see what I'm saying? But my thing is, if I have an opinion, I'm going to use it. And if you get upset and mad about it, that's on you because everybody has an opinion, and if you want to express it, then that's what you should do. But if someone gets upset or mad about it, that's on them. Are you guilty of something?
Well, this is what I don't understand real quick. I know we're doing it today, but no, this is what I don't understand. You're telling me a man I don't mean to offend the men out there. Let me go with male. You're telling me a male got mad at you because of another man?
What had happened was he had said something about Steve Harvey's book. No, he had said something about Steve Harvey's something he had said, but when I had commented it back, I said, this is what I had commented back. I don't remember what but I said, well, I'm not really that concerned about how much money Steve Harvey makes because the money he makes is not supporting me. I'm too busy counting my own money.
There you go.
And let the man do his thing. That's it. That's all. So the next thing I know, he had deleted me off his page.
But why?
So,
I guess because of the simple fact I didn't agree with what he has said about Steve Harvey. He has said something negative.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
some people say, well, he was just saying something negative. As far as I'm concerned, it was negative to me what he had said about Steve Harvey. Why are you worried about this man so much until you have to put up negative things about him? I mean, do you know him personally? Have you ever had a conversation with him, a sit-down with him? You know him? You know, so I just put down what I had to put down. And next thing I know, he deleted me.
He's not a relationship expert, is he? Does he do relationships, talk to relationships?
Well, what he does, he gives people, he claims to be some type of, it's not a relationship expert, but some type of thing he does. But, you know, I could question him all day on what he do.
Jay,
but it's none of my business because I could care less. Huh?
I want to know. I want to know who he is. Send me the name behind this. I want to know who he is. Y'all got me curious now. I want to.
But you know what? Just as you said, I don't know Steve Harvey just one or the other either. But one of the things, but I have followed Steve Harvey. One of the things that let me speak for myself. One of the things I've never heard him say is he's an expert on this or he's an expert on that. He shares his experiences and his information and his knowledge. And his knowledge comes from what he has lived and this and the other. And it all, him and the relationship thing that he ended up getting into, that all started when his twins turned, I think, like 22. Because he saw that they were knuckleheads, as he put it. And he went to school them. And then in the process of schooling them, he ended up talking to some of their friends, and then people started coming to him asking them questions. So that ended up opening because people started coming to him for this, that, and the other. He's sharing his experiences. He's sharing his life. And
when a person goes through the fire, they can tell another person how hot it is.
Yes.
That's my thing. If you never been through that fire, how are you going to tell me how hot it is? Well, if you went through that fire, you can say, well, girl, that fire was hot as hell. But if you didn't, you can't tell me anything about it. Now, you can go to school and you can learn these degrees of fire, this and that, but until you touch that fire and experience it, you can tell me and talk to me about everything you learned in that book. But until you actually touch that fire, it makes no difference to me.
Well, ladies, can I tell you the truth of what happened? Let me explain something, and y'all can do the research and check yourselves. You see, there was a guy. His name is Big Boom. His name is Big Boom, and Big Boom he came out with a book called The Bodyguard, I think, for Women's Hearts. Look him up. His name, I think his .com is iambigboom.com, okay? This guy, he used to be a bodyguard for Steve Harvey. He was Steve Harvey's bodyguard, okay? And I'm just going off of what he told me, okay? I wasn't there. I'm just telling you what he told me. Mm-hmm. What happened was Boom started pushing out books for relationships with women. And Boom said that Steve Harvey, the comedian, started seeing that, wait a second here, there could be some money made showing women, kind of like the T.D. Jakes thing. I'm not knocking T.D. Jakes, but the one thing you got to understand is there's a big thing with women because they're our greatest consumers. So when he saw that, he used his Oprah, you know, Oprah connection and all the other stuff. So then he became, not Steve Harvey the comedian, Steve Harvey just giving out advice on relationships through Boom. But That's what we learned from Boom years ago, because before Steve Harvey ever put out the book or anything like that, Boom's book came out first, The Relationship for Women's Hearts. Do the background check. He was Steve Harvey's bodyguard, and this is what he told me how it happened. But, again, I'm just saying what he told me. I did my homework. I didn't do – you know, that's all I got. But I'm not saying it's true and not, but Boom came out with his book first. Then all of a sudden, Steve Harvey switched gears and then did his thing. Not that it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that that's why. I mean, I don't have a problem with Steve Harvey at all because, like you were saying, he doesn't pay my bills. You know, he can do whatever he wants to do. You know, he does make great points and on his shows and things like that. So I'm not going to knock another man down. But I will knock another man down for getting mad at you over another man. That's some free booty.
Yes, he did.
Type. That's
but you know what part of that is, too? some people think that when they that when they express their opinion, and you, okay, they express their opinion, you express your opinion, they think they have a goal to convince you to believe their way. And to me, that's just one of the most stupidest things that some people try to set up, and it causes conflict and this, that, and the other. I think the way I think, you think the way you think. Just because we don't think alike don't mean that I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It don't mean that I have to think like you in order for us to coexist. And
right.
You know, some people, he's an idiot.
Yeah, he definitely did.
It's because you went against, your opinion was different from his, and so he had an issue with that. I deal with that at work almost every day, and it is the funniest thing I've learned my lesson when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
yes,
we're gonna give you, Steve, a great big round of applause for being here tonight.
Thank you. I like to say thank you. No autographs.
Okay, Steve. Well, you know, this is Bringing Sexy Back. And you know, it's for the mature listening audience. Our subject matter is sexual, but not limited to other social topics. We discuss relationships, current events, and issues relevant to everyday life. We appreciate you, our listening audience, for your questions and comments. If you have a topic you'd like for us to discuss or would like to be a guest on our show, send an email to me. That's gjdelicious37@gmail.com or to either of my co-hosts. That's Rhea@RheaAlexis@yahoo.com. That's RheaAlexis@yahoo.com or jdinoblasco@gmail.com. That's jdinoblasco, B-L-A-S-C-K-O, @gmail.com. In the subject line, type topic or guest. We're here every Wednesday from 10:30 p.m. for an hour to an hour and a half, and sometimes a whole 2 hours and a half of delicious adult conversations. Tonight we went over 2 hours, but, you know, what the hey. We're still streaming, and this was a wonderful show, and I appreciate you, Rhea, Jade, and Jadino, and Steve, our special guest this evening, for being here with us. You could have been anywhere else listening, audience, but you was right here hanging in with us on this evening on Bringing Sexy Back. Rhea, let everybody know what you do, darling.
Well, one of my primary pastimes, and I shouldn't say pastime because this is I breathe, I do that too, is I am a book reviewer, and the best place to reach me is on Facebook. But I can be reached on Amazon.com, Goodreads, and Shafari, as well as several other reading websites. And you can reach me by typing in my name, which is Rhea Alexis Banks, and that's in any other sites.
Oh, okay. All right, Jadino, let everybody know where they can reach you at. Jadino. Okay, he must have
mute. Oh, hello. I got on mute. I'm still here.
Okay.
I got 60% left. You can reach me on Facebook as well, also on Instagram. I'm everything art. I'm going to change the art to extreme again because I'm great going on a tear. I'll tell you about that later. But, yeah, basically, you know, I'm on Facebook. I'm filming. I do film, videos, anything that has something to do with art. I got my hand on it.
All right. He's definitely a very good, talented artist. Just check his page out. You know, he has some very interesting things he does with art, you know, so that's a wonderful thing. And, Steve, let everybody know one more time how they can get in touch with you, darling.
Yes, thank you, darling. Yes, if y'all ladies want to get in touch with me, you can go to meetdateandmarry.com. We will have a show on Tuesday nights for you ladies. If y'all have any questions, I do YouTube videos to answer your questions and things like that. We have coaching and all that other stuff. So I'm just, hey, ladies, I'm trying to brand you. I'm trying to give you that. You don't want to be Brand X. Y'all remember when we were young? You remember they always had Tide and Brand X? You don't want to be Brand X. Stop being Brand X. Anyway, that's it. But I do appreciate you all, and thank you so much for having me on.
You're more than welcome. And also, Jade, she got cut off a little bit, but she has I'll be over there on Thursday nights with her. She does the show Erotic Talk Radio, and, you know, anytime you get a chance, every Thursday at 9 p.m., I'll be right over there with the beautiful, vivacious Jade co-hosting Erotic Talk Radio. She also has radio segments, WTLC. Check her out on there and on Facebook, Erotic Talk Radio, her fan page. I'm also on Facebook as well as facebook.com/ Gail Delicious Johnson. And my fan page, my fan page is facebook.com/ JJ Publishing. Okay, I'm not going to go through all this gamut about me, but if you want to know anything, just Google Gail Delicious Johnson. And I thank you, my listening audience, and everybody who was here tonight. Thank you, Rhea. Thank you, Jade. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Jadino. And everybody have a beautiful evening and a beautiful weekend. It's the long weekend, isn't it?
Yep.
All right. Well, everybody have a beautiful and safe weekend, you know, because I like talking to you guys, not about you, okay? Love you guys. Good night.
Good night.
My Nana got the best radio show on the Internet.